Hello, Internet. You're watching Mostly Weekly, and I'm intermittently Andrew Heaton. Interns, the muse of Hollywood studios who like to ask, what if an intern was a hilariously out-of-touch old dude? The answer is hijinks. This summer, millions of students across our great land are working in internships. How do I know? Because we asked our Mostly Weekly intern, Clint, to do some fact-checking and some work around the set. And according to his research, the U.S. has 8 bajillion unpaid interns. So why do companies love unpaid interns? Because the labor is cheap, if not a bit unreliable.
Fuck!
We're proud of you, Clint. You're doing...
Shut up!
Companies want cheap labor, and college students are willing to work for the experience. And job seekers are willing to work for free in order to get a foot in the door of the company they like. But many companies are eliminating their unpaid internship programs altogether. Why? Because most unpaid interns are illegal. In fact, the exact wording says, the employer that provides training derives no immediate advantage from the activities of the intern, and on occasion, its operations may actually be impeded. So in other words, you can hire an unpaid intern, you just can't let them do anything helpful. Clint, I think maybe you misspelled helpful in the teleprompter, buddy. No, Clint, don't be like that. Why you got? I let you come in at 10. Here's the thing. I think two consenting adults should be able to do whatever they want with or to each other. And that includes internships. Unpaid interns meet a network of people you could only meet through the wonderful world of work. And finally understand the movie Office Space.
Yeah.
References. References are an incredibly valuable way to find work you can only get by having work experience in the first place. Back in the days before unpaid internships, I used to give my own number as a reference and pretended to be my own former employer.
Boy, Heaton's a great guy, eye for detail, all that stuff. Knows Microsoft Suite and Haggis. All right, it's the bagpipes. Gotta go, Braveheart to you.
Well, my word, Andy Heaton's a tall drink of water that never had no drug charges.
Another benefit is work lessons. Without an unpaid internship, hey buddy, you've got your finger on the lens. Can you move your finger? You just move your fingers up. It's not doing anything. Okay, I'm just going to work around you. Work lessons. They're important. You can get them from unpaid internships. There's also a suspicious number of congressmen who have unpaid interns, but also voted to increase the minimum wage, but also used unpaid interns. Hey, Clint. Don't walk in front of the green screen.
You're not my dad.
So for them, it's fine to work for $8 an hour or $0 an hour, but nothing in between. Hashtag Congress logic. Look, unpaid internships aren't ideal. It's better to get paid, I know. But it's also better than not having any opportunities at all. Wanting to ban unpaid internships is like wanting to ban Hot Pockets because we don't have both Hot Pockets and pizza. And let's at least consider things from the perspective of the employer. If the government forces an employer to pay their interns, what possible incentive do they have to hire a 20-something nobody for 80-something days? That's not even enough time to figure out how to work the fax machine. Or in Clint's case, fax. I love you, buddy.
Shut up!
Weirdly, working for free can be an advantage for someone looking to get experience. But companies face increasing legal scrutiny to hire them, which is why we should legalize unpaid... Hello? Hey, Clint. Buddy. Well, how'd you get there? I cut the blue wire?